Harmon Killebrew.
Commissioner, I don't know. I was used as a cleanup hitter a few times, but this is the toughest cleanup hitting I've ever done. To follow guys like Rick Farrell and Don Drysdale, Pee Wee Reese, Louis Aparicio, this is a tough job. Commissioner, inductees, honored guest families, ladies and gentlemen, and friends, and I do mean friends, because if you weren't a friend of baseball, you wouldn't be out there today, and we're very thankful that you could join us. Thank you very much. I was born and raised in a little town in Idaho called Payette, and when I was 8 years old, my father gave me my first baseball glove. He was a great athlete. He played football and for James Milliken University in Illinois. And then he played at West Virginia Wesleyan under the great Greasy Neal, who not only was a great football coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, but also played baseball for the Cincinnati Reds. And it was through my father's insistence and persuasion, I guess, to insist that I participate in sports. Not only baseball, but in football and basketball and a little track, that I became acquainted with this great American pastime. I grew up in this small town in Idaho. My father used to like to go to the movies, and I'll never forget that a lot of times on warm summer evenings like this, my father would take my brother Bob and I to the movies. And then after the movie was over, he would race us home. He'd always win. He was a man that took a great deal of pride in his children. I'll never forget, we used to play a lot of ball out in the front yard. My mother would say, you're tearing up the grass and digging holes in the front yard. And my father would say, we're not raising grass here, we're raising boys. Harmon Clayton Killebrew Sr. would be very proud today. And I wish he were here. And somehow I know he is. Believe me, I know he is. Excuse me. I don't know how these fellows ahead of me kept from being too emotional, because to me this is an emotional experience. There's another person that I wish to thank this day that's still living in that small town in Idaho. She's 89 years old. And it's my mother, Catherine. She encouraged me with a unique, great attitude about life. And she couldn't be here today, but I honor her in a very special way and thank her for, I really thank her for my very being. I'd also like to thank my brothers, Gene and Bob, and my sister Eula, who encouraged me in my early formative years when I was growing up. But there's a certain blonde girl from Idaho that's here today that encouraged me about as much as anyone else. And she's still doing that. She's here today, and I'd like to introduce her, my wife, Elaine.
Thank you.
I'm also very proud of my family, and many of them traveled from great distances to be here with their spouses, and I'd also like to introduce them. My son Cam, his wife Monica, and their son Todd, and Todd's a little sleepy right now, but he's there. They came from Austria to be with us. My son Ken came from Seattle. Ken, I'm glad you're here. My daughter Sean, her husband Rick, came from England. Kathy and her husband Scott came from Scottsdale to be with us. And the baby of the family, Aaron, will be a sophomore at Brigham Young University this fall. I'm glad they're here to enjoy this great experience. I'm thankful for the ability that my father in heaven gave me to play baseball, or I wouldn't be here today. I'm thankful to be honored in such a special way by a group of individuals that do an outstanding job, the Baseball Writers of America. Thank you for honoring me. I'm thankful to the Baseball Hall of Fame for this opportunity of being here. And it's a special treat to me to go in with this special group that's going into the Hall of Fame this year. Rick Farrell, Don Drysdale, Pee Wee Reese, Louis Aparicio. I'm delighted. I love baseball, and I consider this baseball's greatest honor. Thank you very much.